I just wanted to add also a portion of a reading from Romans chapter 3. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Christ. Then what has become of our boasting? It's excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one. He will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we establish the law. So far the text. Well, as we're told, these wise men came from the east, and they probably traveled many hundreds of miles, and it must have taken them months. And of course, they weren't Jews, but they were going to worship a Jew. They came in search of the king of the Jews. Now, while Herod saw the newborn king of the Jews as a threat, I mean, Jesus wasn't a threat. He wasn't there to take over any kind of political power. He rather came to take away sin. And since it was not only the Jews, but all people who were sinful, he came to take away the sin of the world. As we just read, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. See, this is the bitter truth that must be faced before there can be any worthy worship. We come to Jesus to cry out for forgiveness because that's what we need. I mean, God doesn't need anything from us, but we need everything from him. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. So who are these who are justified freely by his grace? Well, it's those who've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned, and that means that then all are justified freely by his grace. God says to all sinners that it's by his unmerited love that they are forgiven. To be justified means to be forgiven. When sins are forgiven, then the sinner becomes just. He becomes righteous. God doesn't justify sinners by requiring the sinners to make themselves righteous, because that's impossible. No one can do so. Every attempt to make oneself righteous simply compounds the sin and makes it worse. And nothing is more offensive to a holy God than a sinner who is self-righteous. Sinners can no more make themselves righteous than if you were to bathe in filth in order to make yourself clean. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. See, we are justified by Christ's redemption. He intervened and he obeyed the law in our stead. He paid the debt of obedience that the law to the law that we owed. And he set us free by paying the ransom price. And that ransom price was his obedience all the way to death. But it wasn't enough that he should obey the law that we failed to obey. He also had to suffer the full penalty of our disobedience. And as Paul says, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood. Well, there's a big word. Propitiation is just an offering that is offered to pacify someone. In this case, it's to turn away God's anger. It's to make him peaceful. God sent Jesus in order to be the propitiation for our sins. By dying, he bore all of God's anger against sinners. The only way that God's anger could be removed from us was by Christ bearing that anger in himself. And that's what happened. Jesus shed his blood and pacified God. Well, how do we receive all of this? Well, through faith. Faith receives this treasure. This is what makes us so wealthy. When God's not angry with you, well, that means heaven's open to you now. The glory from which you fell is given back to you. When God's Son has borne all of your sin and set you free from being judged, your future is now filled with joy and hope. Arise, shine, for your light has come. It's through faith. It's not by means of working, because again, Christ has already done the work, and faith receives what Christ gives. Faith that receives Christ is expressed in worship of Christ. See, faith and worship are inseparable. The main reason that people don't worship Jesus is because they don't really believe in him. And worship is our expression of faith. How we worship expresses what we believe. To worship the newborn King of the Jews was as high a privilege as these wise men they would ever hope to have in this world. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh that they brought to him were confessions of their faith. Paul again in Romans, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Is it excluded? By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. See, again, listen to those words, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. You see, it is fair, right, and just that God justify those who believe in Jesus. Why? Well, because Jesus has redeemed the world. Because Jesus has borne the anger of God against the world. Because Jesus has fulfilled all righteousness for all people, Jews and Gentiles alike. You see, it's right for God to justify sinners who believe in Jesus. But all man-made religions find that claim to be utterly offensive. I mean, they say, well, how can God say that a sinner is righteous? That makes him out to be a liar. How can a holy God say that a sinner who is not holy is holy? I mean, what kind of injustice is that? But see, they don't understand, because it is for Christ's sake. God justifies sinners not for their own sake, but for Christ's. It isn't because of what the sinners did, it's because of what Christ did. The true Christian faith is not trusting in what we sinners can do to make ourselves righteous. It is trusting in what Christ has done. The wise men didn't travel to Bethlehem as if this pilgrimage would win them favor with God. They came to worship their Savior. They came to bow down before the one whose coming was heralded by prophets, angels, and a star. They came to see the fulfillment of God's promise to Israel, and they came in confidence that it was not only to the physical seed of Abraham that this promise was intended, but to all people everywhere. These wise men, they came from a place where superstition and error reigned. And when they arrived at Bethlehem, they found the young child whose righteousness exceeded all the holiest works of the holiest people all throughout history. They found here the only innocent child ever born. They found the reason a just, holy God could rightly forgive undeserving sinners. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. And again, as we wrap up Christmas, that's what the whole thing is about. It is about being justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. On December 25th, we celebrate the birth of Christ. And on the 12th day of Christmas, we celebrate the visit of the wise men to see the Christ child. This day, this Epiphany, is as important as December 25th, because Christ's birth would have been no benefit to us if he hadn't come specifically to us Gentiles. The true meaning of Christmas is that sinners are justified and forgiven by God solely because of what Christ has done. God announces to us the absolution, and by his grace we believe it. It's ours because God said so. It's ours because Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and that means he came to save you. To be justified by faith means that God doesn't see anything sinful in us. And those who reject the doctrine of justification by faith alone, well, they're just rejecting Christmas and the Christ of Christmas. But it seems they seldom realize this. In fact, they insist on teaching that salvation by works is a way of honoring God. They think that teaching salvation by grace alone, by faith alone, through Christ alone, without our good deeds, is somehow dishonoring God's law. Well, that's because they suffer from the delusion that sinners must overcome their own sins. If you believe this lie, you'll never be free. And the Bible so clearly contradicts this claim. As Paul says, "Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Well, certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law." I don't know if you heard that. St. Paul is saying here that when we insist that we are justified by God without our works, without doing anything good at all, solely and only through faith in Christ, he says we establish the law. We don't tear it down. We don't deny it. We don't denigrate it or show disrespect to it. It is showing the supreme disrespect to God's law for people to claim that they've obeyed it and that they deserve to go to heaven on account of it. We show true respect for God's law when we admit that we have failed to obey it, and when we claim Christ's obedience instead of our own. I have failed, but Christ has not failed. I haven't silenced the law's demands, but Christ has. I haven't pacified God or set aside his anger, but Christ has. And since I've done nothing but get myself deeper and deeper into trouble out of which I can never escape, I'm not going to trust anything that I think, say, or do. No, rather, I trust in Christ alone. But that doesn't stop the human heart, which by nature wants to believe that the road to heaven is paved by our good works. It's the nature of sin to believe that. That's why every faith, except for the Christian faith, is a false one. The truth by which the church stands is the truth that God justifies and saves sinners like us through faith in Christ alone. That truth gives all the glory to God. That truth brings comfort to us when our consciences are afraid. And that truth distinguishes between Christianity and all human religions. This truth is the foundation of our Christian faith and guarantee of everlasting life. It is the light that lightens the rest of the Bible, clarifying everything that God has ever said to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.